Listen.
JMM N4ZLK mobile.
The antenna around here, just checking to see how it was sounding.
Good. Whatever you did, it's working.
Yeah, I had a lot of noise and I had to move it around from one side of the building to the other, so I was hoping that that helped.
What kind of antenna is it?
50.
Located. You don't have to tell me exactly, but just what area of the upstate? I know where that is. You're up in North Carolina. My daughter and son-in-law live in Fletcher. They got a church in Mills River. Right up there off of, was it 280?
Yeah, I'm right a couple miles from 280.
Hey, we go up there sometimes. My son-in-law, when he was young, lived behind the Ingles there, not far behind the airport.
We really love it here. We're probably about 4 miles just south on 280 from the airport.
Now, is that 9 call from another area, or did you get it through a vanity?
I hear what you said.
9 call, is it a vanity call, or did you come from another area? Yeah, I'm just curious. Got some friends that live up in the Illinois area, and I think that's where, I think they're a 9 call up there, but yeah, mine's a vanity too. It was my father-in-law's call. He passed away right about the time they came out with the vanity program, and I was able to get it pretty quickly. I think there's a 2-year waiting period on them now, but because he was a family member, I was able to get it pretty quick.
And the one I had with everybody was a tongue twister, you know, like 2 months ago. And so it's like, nah, I tried to do something a little different there. And that's the only one I could find with my initials, JFM.
Original call was KC4VSC, Victor Sierra Charlie. And I was having trouble. If I said it VSC, nobody could distinguish what numbers or what letters I was saying. I was saying a C or a D or a E, so it was a little more difficult.
Exactly, kept saying that I had a tongue twister for the original call sign there, so I was glad to get rid of it.
Mine, what was the original one?
4BWG.
Q4 is hard to say for some reason. I know once we get more people in it. With more of those calls, it'll probably roll off the tongue a little better, but it is difficult to say for some reason.
It 18 days after I put in for it to get it, and, you know, I was sitting there basically going, come on, come on, come on.
Hey, Q4, I'm going to assume that you are a fairly new ham.
Technician on 7-2 and got my general on, well, now that they've done it, 8-12.
Congratulations, and congratulations on upgrading that quickly. I got my novice and then my technician back when there were still 5 licenses, and I didn't get my general for close to 15 years. Of course, I wasn't very active, but that's really good. You'll enjoy having that extra privilege there.
I was going to jump up there onto the HF side. I got my, radio already set up, but waiting on my antenna to come in.
Good. Well, there's plenty of people on here if you have questions. I may not be able to answer them, but there's a lot of knowledge on this frequency, especially if you run into any issues, you can ask questions. A lot of people will be willing to help. And my name is Shane, and I am just about home, so I'm going to go ahead and clear with you. Enjoyed meeting you tonight, and good luck with the HF and this antenna. Whatever you did to it, sounds really good. So I hope you have a good evening, and nice to meet you. And I don't have your call, W9-something. I can't remember it. This is N4ZLK.
JFM. And I didn't catch yours. Sorry, I was making me a note.
Yeah, I found. Okay. Sorry, I don't know where the W came from. K9JFM, and my call is November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, and 4ZLK.
9JFM, we're clear.
And 4ZLK.